चैतन्य समुदाय नमस्ते, चैतन्य समुदाय नमस्ते, चैतन्य समुदाय नमः। वी आर डिस्कसिंग दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम युग धर्म कलि युग धर्म प्रभुपाद इन हिज पर्पस सेज एज ऑफ कलि इज ग्रेटेस्ट कॉमन फॉर्मूला सैक्रिफाइस इज संकीर्तन यज्ञ। That is the opinion of the experts who know how to propagate process of yajna. Lord Chaitanya preached this method of yajna and is understood from this verse that sacrificial method of sankirtan yajna may be performed anywhere, everywhere, to drive away the personality of Kali and save human society from falling prey to influence of the ace. You understand? Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, none different from Krishna, but he came as a devotee to teach us how to surrender unto Krishna, how to develop pure Krishna bhakti, pure Sudha bhakti, teach us, he came. That's Krishna's own thought. Krishna came 5,000 years ago, last Dwapar Yuga, which is special Dwapar Yuga. Krishna never comes in every Dwapar Yuga. Once in a kalpa, Krishna comes, that is special Dwapar Yuga. Mahaprabhu never comes in every Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu comes in once in a kalpa, in one Kali Yuga, that is special Kali Yuga, and this is the special Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu came in this Kali Yuga. The name of this Kali Yuga is Dhanya Kali. You understand? Dwapara in which, in special Dwapara in which Krishna comes, the next Kali, Mahaprabhu comes. Because Krishna thinks that thing, that I said how to surrender unto Krishna. Sarvadharmān paritejya māmikam saranam braja, abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. That is, in his Kurukshetra Leela, Krishna said this thing. Gave the most concluding instruction, and most confidential instruction. Last thing he said, Manvana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru. Think of me always, constantly think of me, keep me in your mind. No other thought will be there, only thought of Krishna will be there. How will it be? You understand? And Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, after Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga came. Kali Yuga means is Seva Dharma Bandhu here, this verse. Adharma bandho, na vartitavyam tad adharma bandho. Is a friend of irreligion. Irreligion means pap, sinful activity, isn't it? Sinful activity. Kali Yuga means the age of sinful activity. Sinful activity are rampant. Everybody is doing sinful activity consciously or unconsciously, isn't it? Some don't know that it is sinful activity. Yes. Gita, Krishna says, Yapachanti Atma Karanath Bhunjati Titam Agham. Isn't it? Yajna Sistasinam. What is that verse? Yajna Sistasinam Santam Uchyante Sarvakali Visai. Yapachanti Atma Karanath Bhunjati Titam Agham. Isn't it? One who cooks for himself, or for his family members, eats or feeds his family members, not gives to others, isn't it? He eats sin, he commits sin. Fifth canto of Bhagavatam says, yes. Therefore, in five places every day, everybody, especially a grihastha, commits sinful activity, isn't it? Five places. Therefore, five yajnas he should do, panchab yajna, deva yajna, pitra yajna, nru yajna, bhuta yajna, brahma yajna. I explained this thing. Unless he does yajna, how can he be free from the sinful reactions? That is to counteract sinful reactions, to do yajna. You understand? If he doesn't do, what will happen? If someone commits sinful activity, what will happen? He'll go to hell, isn't it? Suffer there. Fifth canto of Bhagavatam says, I was showing this thing. One who doesn't do this, wants a jagya, cooks for himself, cooks for his family, he eats or feeds his family members, not gives to others, guests, old man, brahmana, children, others, animals. He commits that sin, so he will be put into a hell named Krumi Bhojana. Krumi Bhojana hell, that is described, fifth canto. So Kali Yuga means all are committing. Consciously or unconsciously sinful activity, isn't it? How can one understand teachings of Krishna? Not easy thing to understand Krishna. Kali Yuga people means consciousness, very degraded consciousness, because of sinful activity. Krishna thinks this thing, Krishna knows this thing. Because he is all-knowing person, who knows everything, and also Srudam Srabhutanam, only well-using friend of all living entities. Therefore, in the abode he thinks. Appointing of his leela, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, went back to his abode, there he thinks. Oh, I said this thing. I gave confidential instruction, more confidential instruction, most confidential instruction. But who can understand in Kali Yuga? People of Kali Yuga, consciously, unconsciously, engaged in sinful activity, the consciousness is very degraded. They cannot understand. If somebody is intelligent or fortunate, understands my teaching, what I have said, and it should be understood in tattva. In tattva. You understand? Not apparent consideration, tattva vichar, absolute consideration. Evam jovithi tattvataha, tektva dehum punarjanma naiti samangiti arjuna. Krishna has said that thing about Gita. Isn't it? Reading Bhagavad Gita? Read every day, very minutely, Do you understand? Janma karma chame divyam evam jovithi tattvataha, tektva dehum punarjanma naiti samangiti arjuna. Krishna has said, my bhat, my activities, my leelas are not material, transcendental, divyam. One understands in tattva, in truth or essence, what you say in English, After quitting this body, definitely go to me, no rebirth. He'll never come down here. Birth is here, rebirth. Isn't it? That Krishna said, it has to be understood in tattva. Who can understand? People of Kali Yuga whose consciousness is very, very degraded, polluted consciousness, covered consciousness. Krishna, because he is our well-wishing friend, he thinks like that. I said only theoretically. Krishna is a theoretical speaker, but Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. I said theoretically only to surrender. I said theoretically only to Manmanabhava. How can it? I have no set of example. It is saying example is better than precept. It's saying general popular saying. Example is better than precept. Unless you set of example, so many precepts you give all null and void, futile, isn't it? No effect. So I'll go again. I must go again. And it's a set of example. Therefore Krishna came as a form of Mahaprabhu, is bhakta. Though Krishna came as a form of devotee. Do you understand? Aponikorimu bhakto bhavangi kare aponikorimu bhakto. Aponiya chori bhakti sikhamu sabare. Aponiya chori bhakti sikhamu sabare. Aponi na koile dharma sikhano na jaye. Aponi na koile ei to siddhanta gita bhagavate koye. Ei to siddhanta gita bhagavate koye. Krishna thought, I'll go as a bhakta, as a devotee. Apane koriu bhakta bhavangikare. Apane achari bhakti sikhamu sabar. I'll go as a bhakta, as a devotee. Assuming the sentiments of a devotee, practice devotion in my own life and teach. That is Chaitanya. If Krishna plus devotion bhakti, that is Chaitanya. Isn't it? He is Krishna. But bhakta bhavangika, assumed mood or sentiment of a devotee, practices devotion himself in his life and teaches. He came as acharya. Do you understand? He does acharya lila. Do you understand? Sadhu guru acharya lila. Practical teacher. How to surrender unto Krishna, how to cry for Krishna, to always think of Krishna, and what is needed for it. Needed Krishna prema. Do you understand? Is known as prema purushottama nama mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanyamni gaura tuishena. This is pranamantra. Rupa Goswami offers. And we offer this pranamantra when we offer obeisance to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is prema purushottama. Who gives freely Krishna prema? Do you understand? Indiscriminately Krishna prema. Isn't it? Isn't it? Prema, Prabhupada, most munificent incarnation, he never discriminates. Whether one is Uttama or Adhama. Uttama Adhama Kichuna Bachilo Jachiye Dile Kokolo Uttama Adhama Kichuna Bachilo Jachiye Dile Kokolo Ohi Primanando Emana Gaurangi Hrudayi Dhariya Bolo Ohi Primanando Emana Gaurangi Hrudayi Dhariya Bolo Vajra Gaurango Kaha Gaurango Laha Gaurangiro Namore Vajra Gaurango Kaha Gaurango Kaha Gaurangiro Namore Dejana Gaurango Bhale Se Hoi Amar Pranuri Dejana Gaurango Bhale Se Hoi Amar Pranuri Premananda Das Vaishnava poet says like that. Uttamo Adhamo Kichuna Vachilo Jachiye Dile Kokol Kohi Premananda Iman Gaurangi Hrudaye Dhariyabo. Gauranga is such merciful, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous. Indiscriminately he gives Krishna prema. He is ready to offer you, to embrace you. Calling, come to my fold, come to my fold. Sudhanidhi, going? Not going, Calling, come to my fold, come to my fold. Is ready to embrace you, but you are not going. Iswata is not going. Going backward, backward, backward. Sleeping up, 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 Isn't it? Sickness, yes. Come to the fold of Mahaprabhu, sickness vanish. Why sickness? Understand? So this is Mahaprabhu, Do you understand? Emana Gauranga Hudaya Dhariya Bolo. Keep such Gauranga in your heart and say, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Ra Namari. Jejana Gauranga Bhani Sehoya Amar Prana. Chant the name of Gauranga, utter the name of Gauranga, sing the name of Gauranga. One who does Gauranga Bhajan, he is my life and soul. Nartam Das Thakur says the same thing. Griheva Vanaste Thake, Ha Gauranga Boli Dake. Narottama Mahagetar Sangha. He may be Grihavasi or Vanavasi, whatever may be. Indiscriminately. He may be Grihastha, Vanastha, Jati, whatever. If he only says, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga. Gaura Bhakta. Narottam Das Thakur begs for his association. Narottama Mahagetar Sangha. Such a Mahaprabhu is Krishna Prema. Through chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna sings, Many, many jugas have gone. I have not given prem bhakti. Yes. Many, many jugas. And some kalpa I had gone. Because he comes once a kalpa. Isn't it? What kalpa means you cannot calculate so many years. Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. Four jugas, you come 2,000 times, you calculate how many years. That is one kalpa. Once in a kalpa he comes. Many, many jugas have gone. Huh? I have not given prem bhakti. So this time I'll go and give prem bhakti. Krishna's thought. So he came as Mahaprabhu. He is Jugavatara. He is Avatari. He is Krishna. When Krishna comes, Avatari comes, all Avatara come. Do you understand? And he says, Kalijuga people, what they can do? Huh? Their lifespan is very short. It is just, what is it, said that lifespan of a human being in Kalijuga is 100 years. How many people? How many persons surviving for 100 years? Huh? Hardly. Nobody. Huh? Very. One maybe. Out of 1 lakh of people or what maybe. Or not possible. Lifespan becoming shorter, shorter, shorter because of this sinful activity. Huh? On time old age is coming. On time old age, isn't it? On time old age, huh? Huh? Isn't it? How many years old are you, Sajidana? 43, but grown old. Grown old. Look at his hair. Some of hairs are already grey. Grey hairs, huh? Isn't it? 43 old year. And grown old. Isn't it? So many, you'll find many boys. Yes. 10-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy. Grown old, cannot see his specs. Yes. Boy old. Huh? Why you speak? Cannot see. Old man cannot see. Huh? On time old is coming. On time. Huh? Isn't it? Ishwardas, are you old or young? Huh? Huh?
He's young.
Old. He's old. He's old. What do you say?
He's young.
Young, not old. Yes. So, on time, old is coming, you see. So what they can do, Kalijuga people, what sadhana they can do? They cannot do any sadhana. Huh? In Satya, Treta, Dwapar, nobody. Very sadhana. Sadhana is very difficult. Yes. Different. Every juga, huh? Different type of sadhana is there. Process is there. Huh? But they cannot get Krishna prema, Baba. No. Mahaprabhu is so merciful that I'll go give the highest thing to Kalijuga people. Huh? So merciful, wonderful, merciful. Through chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Prema. That is needed, that is prayodana. Prayodana tattva. Huh? Do you understand? Samandha, avideya, prayodana. Three tattva. Prayodana tattva. Huh? That is sadhya tattva, sadhana sadhya, isn't it? Sadhana sadhya means end. In English you say this or what you say?
Means
and end. Name is means as well as end. Sadhana and sadhya, isn't it? Mahaprabhu thought up, Krishna thought up, came as Mahaprabhu and chanted. See, look at chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting Hare Rama. Prabhu kohi kohi lama, ei maha mantra, Prabhu kohi lama. uttered this and said, this is Mahamantra and this is in Veda, not concocted. Bhradanadya Purana Kalisandrana Upanishad is given. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is Mahamantra. Prabhu kahe kohila Mahamantra. Yajapo ko gya karo kariyani ribandhoi. Yajapo ko gya karo kariyani ribandhoi. Iya hoite sarvasiddhi hoi besovaro. या होइते सर्वसिद्धि होइ बेसवारु सर्वक्षण बोलोइथे विद्धि नाही आरो सर्वक्षण बोलोइथे विद्धि नाही आरो या होइते হয় সব ইহা হইতে হইবে সর্বসিদ্ধি হইবে সবার হ্যাঁ ইহা হইতে সর্বসিদ্ধি হইবে সবার দ্যার ইজ নো হোয়াটস রেস্ট্রিকশন অফ টাইম প্লেস সার্কুমস্ট্যান্সেস এনি টাইম এনি প্লেস এনি কন্ডিশন এনি সলমান ক্যান চ্যান্ট হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম রাম No restriction. Vidhi nahi. Sarvakshana baloite. It's not only japya mantra, only chant by in the Vedas, it's also kirtana. She says, first he said japa, chant this, this is japya mantra, as well as kirtaniya, uchaswari kirtaniya, yes, loud voice, congregation. Sankirtana also you can do. You understand? Yavite sarva siddhi yoga sabar. Any place, any country, any time, any condition. One can chant Hare Krishna. That he says. Prabhupada says that. You understand? Any country, every country. It can be chanted. Yes. Do you understand? Let's say Javana is chanting, he is chanting, happy is chanting. All chant. No restriction. Yavite sarva siddhi yoga sabar. All sorts of perfection and supreme perfection one can get. Supreme perfection is to get Krishna, prema to get Krishna. Understand? Your name is Krishna. If you chant offenselessly, niraparadhe nam lohile, by Krishna, prema. If your chanting is offenseless, pure, then you'll get definitely Krishna, Krishna, prema. Then you can always think of Krishna without prema. How can one think of Krishna? A stupid mind will never think of. Then get Krishna, but then automatically surrender. Without prema, nobody, no question of surrender there. Without prema, no question of becoming Krishna Das. Can you become Krishna Das without prema? Therefore, we say to offer loving service, not ordinary service, there is an adjective to it, isn't it? Your service should be loving service. With love and affection, you should render service. No love and affection. If you offer some service, Krishna will never accept it. Understand? Never accept it. Love and affection, he accepts it. Do you understand? Therefore, prema prayojana tattva required and that is sadhyavastva. Prema is sadhyavastva. Nama is sadhana, sadhya. Name is both means as well as end. It will give you Krishna prema. Do you understand? Highest thing. Every yuga, there is yugavatha. And also, there is name, we say Taraka Brahmanama, for every yuga, isn't it? Say yes or no?
Yeah.
No, yes. Why are you hesitating? Say no, I don't know. Every yuga, yuga avatar, and Taraka Brahmanama, do you understand? It said Taraka Brahmanama. First I'll speak about Yugavatar, then I'll speak of Taraka Brahmanama. Yugavatar and Yugadharma is there, yes. Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali, four yugas, four Jugavatarkam. Do you understand? The give process. But it is dharma, jugavatar. Jugadharma. Yes. So their bodily complexion and form and what name they will, what is Tark Brahmanam they give, it is all different. Do you understand? In Satya Yuga, Yuga Dharma is Krutyeja Dhyate Vishnu, isn't it? Satya Yuga, Yuga Dharma is meditation, isn't it? And Yuga Avatar, Bhagavan, Yuga Avatar comes, what is the bodily complexion of Satya Yuga, Yuga Avatar? White, Sweta Varna. He is 400 form. Charyasta Visishta. He has matted hairs on his head. Barkala. He wears skin of the tree. Understand? Barkala Parihita. And he puts on a sacred thread made up of deer skin. Murga Charma. Understand? And he puts on Rudraksha Mala, not Tulsi Mala. Rudraksha Mala. He carries a danda, carries a kamandal, water pot. Understand? This is the form of Satya Yuga Avatar. All right? In Satya Yuga, you see, men are very peaceful, Santo Subhavishishta. No enmity generally, very peaceful, bandhubhavavana, friendly, and dhamabhavapanna, samadarsi, they have developed equal vision, samadhamajukta, mind control, sense control, self-restraint, and their lifespan is 1 lakh years. 100,000 years. And Yuga Dharma is tapasya dhyana. Viswamitra Muni did it for 60,000 years. Saubhari Muni did it for thousands years, more than 60,000. Because their lifespan is so long, 100,000 years. So different prescription is there. And name of Bhagavan, Satya Yuga Avatar Bhagavan, is Hansa, Suparna, Vaikuntha, Dharma, Yajneswara, Ishwara, Paramatma, Vyakta Purush. These are the names. Do you understand? These are names. And Tarka Brahma Nama, Tarka Brahma Nama for Satya Yuga is what? Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Parakshara, Narayana Paramukti, Narayana Paragati. This is Tarka Brahma Nama for Satya Yuga. Understand? No? This Tarka Brahma Nama for Satya Yuga. Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Parakshara. Narayana Paramukti, Narayana Paragati. You understand? That means Narayana, 400 form. His last destination, Charamagati. And Narayana is Vaikunthadhipati. Understand? My language, Vaikunthadhipati. Lord of Vaikuntha, 400 form. And Aishwar Jagata is opulent, no Madhurya. Understand me? So that is, they meditate Narayana, 400 form, people of Satya Yuga. So what rasa is there? In Vaikuntha only 2.5 rasas there. Santa, Dasya, Apsakya. You understand? And mostly Dasya. You understand? This rasa is Vaikuntha. This Satya Yuga. And this is Tark Brahma Nam Satya Juga. No question of Prem there. No question of Krishna there. You follow? But this special Kali Yuga is so great. Question of Prem comes here. Other Yugas you will never find. And this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is Taraka Brahma Nam and gives Prema. The other names cannot give Prema. Treta Yuga. The bodily complexion of Yuga Avatar is reddish, raktavarna, color of blood. Do you understand? Raktavarna is also 400 form, he has four hands. And his hairs are copper color, pingala, copper, understand? Copper color and Ruksama Jaju, three Vedas are his belt, mekhala. Do you understand? Pursam. And Yuga Dharma is Yajna, Tretaya Jyoti Makhi. Do you understand? Yajna, Havan, Swaha. Therefore he carries that, Sruk Sruba. He carries this thing. Do you understand? But Yuga Dharma is Swaha Swaha. Yajna. Tritaya. Jyoti Makhi. Makhi means Yajna. So he is Yajna Murti. Do you understand? He is Yajna Swara Yajna Murti. And people in Treta Yuga, they acquire Vedic knowledge. And according to Vedic regulations, they perform yajna, do you understand? And Yajnamurti, Bhagavan, they offer worship. Name of the Yuga Avatar, Treta Yuga is Vishnu, Yajna, Makhabuk. These are names of Yuga Avatar, Treta Yuga, understand? And Treta Yuga, Tarka Brahma Nam is Rama Narayana Nanto Mukunda Madhusudana Krishna Kesava Kansare Hare Vaikuntha Vamana. This is Tarka Brahma Nam in Treta Yuga. Understand? Yes. Rama Narayana Nanto Mukunda Madhusudana Krishna Kesava Kansare Hare Vaikuntha Vamana. This is name, Tarka Brahma Nam. So, if you analyze this name, whatever names are mentioned here is only names of Narayana. This is Aishwarya Jagat, all opulent. Do you understand? No Madhurya. And Dasya Rasa is only here. And some Sakya is here. Do you understand? No other rasas. No question of Madhurya Rasa. Do you understand? This is Treta Yuga. Dvapara Yuga, Dvapare Paricharjayam. Dvapara Yuga, Bhagavan, bodily complexion, Syamvarna, understand? Bluish. Purusan, yellow, dhoti, pita, pita vasan, 400 form, Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padda, horse, four hands. Do you understand? And Srivastha, chinna in his, on his chest. Srivastha, Bhrugmuni, kicked, he carried that footprint, that Srivastha, do you understand? So, and this is opulent temple worship, that is Yuga Dharma, and Vishesh Dwapar, Svayamrupa Krishna comes. Do you understand? Last Dwapar Yuga is Vishesh Dwapar. Special Dwapar Yuga. Svayamrupa Krishna. But even not every Dwapar Yuga Krishna comes, no? Vipala, Yuga Avatar comes. But Krishna never comes in every Dwapar Yuga. Special Dwapar Yuga comes. After that, Dwapara, special Kali comes, Mahaprabhu. The Krishna comes in form of Mahaprabhu. The special Kali Juga, and previous one was special Kali Juga. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. So Bhagavan Krishna comes. His avatari, all avatars are there. So Bhagavan comes, the Juga avatar is also there. Introduces Juga Dharma. At the same time, also, gives the highest thing, prayojana tattva prema. But you understand? Krishna never gives prema. Krishna keeps it hidden. You understand? Keeps it rakhya lukaya. But when he comes in the form of Mahaprabhu, he freely gives. Freely gives. Pancham purusartha, it is fifth purusartha prema. Krishna is lila purusottama. He manifests varieties of lila. At the same time, also, he is Brajalila, manifests Brajalila, that is Madhurjamaya Lila, and he releases prema. Do you understand? Therefore, Krishna thinks, apne, ama bina unne nare braja prema dije. Ama bina unne nare braja prema. Nobody else but me can give braja prema, only Krishna can give. When Krishna comes, next dvapara special, next kali, special kali, for Mahaprabhu gives prema. Nobody else can give prema, Krishna prema. Then only Krishna can give. This is dvapara juga. This dvapara juga, taraka brahma nama. That taraka brahma nama for dvapara juga. Hare Murare Madhukaitavare Gopala Govinda Mukunda Saure Jagyesa Narayana Krishna Vishnu Nirasrayumma Jagadisha Rakhya. This is the Targa Brahma Nama of Dwapara Juga. Understand? Every Juga has Jugavatar and every Juga has Targa Brahma Nama. This is Targa Brahma Nama for Dwapara Juga. Hare Murare Madhukaita Bhare Gopala Govinda Bhukunda Saure Jagyesa Narayana Krishna Vishnu Nirasrayamma Jagadisha Rakhya. If you analyze all these names, you'll find that Nirasrayamma Jagadisha Rakhya. Jagadisha is the only protector. I take shelter of Jagadisha. Then I'm Nirasraya, I'm helpless, unprotected. Nirasrayamma Jagadisha Rakhya. And is pointed out Krishna. Do you understand? Hare, Murare, Madhukaita Bhare, Gopala, Govinda, Mukunda, Saure, Jagyesa Narayana, Krishna, Vishnu, Nirasrayamo, Dagadishra. So, if you analyze, then you find these rasas are there. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya. No Madhurya. Understand? In these names. Hare Murare Madhukaita Bhare Jagyesa Narayana Vishnu Nirasya Majagadisha Rakhya. But in Kali Juga, Krishna comes in the form of Mahaprabhu. Juga avatar also, he is avatari, Krishna avatari, Mahaprabhu is also avatari. And avatari comes, Juga avatar comes. Sarupa Bhagavan, in the form of Gaura, comes and gives Apamara Krishna Prema. Do you understand? Krishna Varnam Tuisa Krishnam, Sango Pangastra Pasadam, Jagyi Sankirtana Pride Jadantihi, Sumedasa. 11th canto of Bhagavatam says about Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam Tuisa Krishnam, Sango Pangastra Pasadam, Jagyai Sankirtan Prayahi Jadanti Smedasa. Krishna, Varna means alphabet. Varna means complexion, two meanings. Isn't it? Varna means alphabet, Varna means complexion. Hey! Well, leaning against the wall, sleeping. So Krishna, Varna. Krishna, these two alphabets coming out. Always from his lips. You understand? He's always saying, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Always chanting this name Krishna, two alphabets coming out, and all thereby always searching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Feeling pangs of separation from Krishna. Understand? Tuisa Krishna, another meaning. Though he is Krishna, he is a Krishna. Is Krishna former, Krishna varna, inside, outside, a Krishna. He is a varna. Do you understand? That is another meaning. Anta Krishna, bahir gaura. Inside Krishna, anta Krishna, bahir, outside gaura. Understand? Anta Krishna, bahir gaura. Radha bhava dviti. He has assumed the sentiment of Radha Rani. Yes. Do you follow? Feeling the acute pang of separation from Krishna. Just like Radharani. Ko Krishna Nanda Kuda Chandana. But Radharani says he utters the same thing. Where is Krishna? This moon of Nanda dynasty. Mandra Murari Rabha. Sikhi Kalankati. Where is that Krishna and whose grace? Peacock feather is there. If you see peacock feather only, you remember Krishna, nothing else. No other form. Do you understand? So, he is crying like that. Anga, sango, pangastra, parsodam. He comes with his anga, limbs, upanga, sublings, astra, parsoda, weapons, and associates. Who are his anga, limbs? No. Ishwardas, bala. Yes, these two. Nityananda and Adita, these two Prabhus are his anga, limbs. Upanga, sublimbs. Bala. Bala, bala, yes, yes. Srivasadi Sudha Bhakta Gana. Understand? All pure devotees headed by Srivas. They are Upanga, sublime. Anga Upanga Astra. What is his weapon? Bolo? Harinam. Yes. Harinam is his weapon. He never holds any weapon. They say chakra, bow or sword, never. In other incarnation, Supreme Lord comes and holds weapon and kills, cuts throat. But in this incarnation, Gauranga Mahaprabhu incarnation, he never holds any weapon, never cuts anybody's throat. Patita pasandit pranena marilo kare, harinama diya hrudaya sodhilo jachigya ghore ghore. Patita pasandit. Most fallen, degraded, Kali Yuga, yes. All pasandis, all potitas, blitzos, jovanas, most sinful persons, demons only. Mahaprabhu never kills anybody, never cuts throat of anybody. Do you understand? Prane no marilo kare, harinam diya hrudaya sodhilo jachi giya ghori ghori. Harinam is his weapon. Going to every doorstep, he gives this through this weapon, Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thereby, this weapon, he kills the demoniac attitudes in the heart. Understand? Not cut the throat. Understand? Don't cut the throat. Uses this weapon, Harinam. Thereby he kills the demoniac attitudes. Therefore demons, he converts demons into devotees. Demons attitude are destroyed, killed, then he comes out a devotee. Jagai Madha, you see, great sinful persons, who hurt Nityananda Prabhu, through the broken pieces of liquor pot, that hurt. The forehead of Nityananda Prabhu, that is profuse bleeding. But Nityananda Prabhu is more merciful than Gauranga. Still, he was embracing them. Oh, my brothers, please chant Hare Krishna. Mar khaya, prem diya. এমন প্রভু কোথায় আছে? হু ওয়াজ বিটেন স্টিল গিভস প্রেম, সাচ প্রভু ইজ দেয়ার, উইল ইউ ফাইন্ড সাচ প্রভু এনিওয়্যার? সো নিত্যান প্রভু, সো নিত্যান প্রভু ইজ মোর মার্সিফুল দ্যান গৌরাঙ্গ, ইয়েস দ্যান গৌরাঙ্গ। ওয়েন মহাপ্রভু হার্ড দ্যাট নিত্যান প্রভু ইজ হার্ড অফ টু দিস রাস্কালস জগাই মহারাজ দে আর হট, মহাপ্রভু বিকেম অ্যাঙ্গ্রি অ্যান্ড ইনভোক সুদর্শন দি লোটাস ফিট অফ মহাপ্রভু। এ ইউ হ্যাভ কমিটেড অপরাধ অর দি লোটাস ফিট নিত্যান, গো দেয়ার। দেন দে ওয়েন্ট বেগ এক্সকিউজ দ্যাট লোটাস ফিট নিত্যান প্রভু, নিত্যান প্রভু সাউ ইজ মার্সি অ্যান্ড এমব্রেস দেম। দে বিকেম পিউরিফাইড, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, দে গেভ আপ অল দেয়ার ননসেন্সিক্যাল অ্যাক্টিভিটি, ব্যাড হ্যাবিট, এভরিথিং ফ্রম দ্যাট ডে, and chanted Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. They become completely purified, they become sadhus Baba, they become very repentant, become very humble. Every day they used to go by kneeling, they used to go from their residence to Ganga Ghat. Then there is Jagai Madhai Ghat in Ganga, one ghat. Kneeling, not walking, kneeling, they go. They are chanting Hare Krishna, going there, Vaishnavas go there, take bath, they are taking the dust from, they did such thing, do you follow? And they became completely sadhus. Such is mercy, Mahaprabhu. So, his weapon is Harinam, Parsada, associates, Sanga Panga Astra Parsada. Who are Parsada? Associates, Gadadhar, Damodar Swarup, Ramananda, Sanatana, Rupadi, Gansa. These are his Parsada associates. He descends here with Anga Upanga Astra Parsada. Yajñai saṅketan prārhi jandhi sumedha. So, those are sumedha, those are intelligent, wise. They offer worship to that Gaura, Radha Bhava Dviti, who are assumed the sentiment of Radha Rani, always chanting Krishna, and introduces saṅketana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Do you understand? Sankirtana, Yuga Dharma, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam Kalam, Nasta Iva, Nasta Iva, Nasta Iva Gati Vanyatha, no other, what is it? No other way is there, no other way, no other way, no other way, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, only Hare Nama. Take shelter of Harinam. No other way. This is very ekamatra dharma, only dharma in Kali Yuga. Do you understand? Etadarthe Kali Yuga dharma hoy hari sankirtana, etadarthe avatirna Sri Nanda Nandana. Isn't it? Sachi Nandana. Nanda Nandana, they Sachi Nandana. See, do you understand? Who is Nanda Nandana? He is Sachi Nandana. The Yuga Dharma introduced, he came, Nandana Sati Nandana, where is the other? This is Kali Yuga, Taraka Brahmana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma, Taraka Brahmana. It is so sweet, so nectarian, so sweet, so nectarian. Mellow and manners, and mukhya pote jiva bhai, Krishna prema dhana, isn't it? Chief result of chanting Hare Krishna is to get Krishna prema. Do you follow? This is madhurjya paranama, very sweet. This is Mahamantra. All mellows are here. Dasya, Sakhyo, Vasulyo, Madhya, all mellows are here. In other yugas, other names, no madhurya, but it contains all mellows. Dasya sakhya vasulya madhurya with prahima. All mellows are there. Therefore, this is such. And there is no restriction of chanting this Hare Krishna. Time, place, sakusta, any condition, any time, any place, any condition, one may chant. No restriction. Nam nam kari buddha nija sarva sakti tatra arpita niyamita smrani no kala etat drusi tava krupa bhagavan mamapi durdai vai drusi mehadani nanurara. You are so merciful. You give your name and you put all your potencies there. And he gives highest thing, Krishna, prema. There is no restriction of time, place, circumstance, desa, kala, patra, condition, any place, any time, any circumstance, any condition. One may not think, oh, I am impure, how can I think? No. How can I chant? No. There is no restriction. Pure, impure, nothing. If you are impure, chant Hare Krishna, become immediately purified. Yes. Such you have given. Durdeva idrusi mihadani nāna, but I am such a durdeva. I cannot develop interest in it. I am not attracted to it. Isn't it? I am such a durdeva. I don't become attracted to this such sweetness. All attractive. So sweet nectar. So durdeva, I am not chanting. This is yuga dharma, yuga avatara and yuga dharma. Every yuga, the yuga-avatar, and yuga-dharma, and tarka-brahma-nāma. Yes. But this kali-yuga, this is special kali. Therefore, people of other yugas think how we take bath in special kali-yuga, then very easily we will get Krishna-prema. Krishna-prema is very difficult to get. Even other people, other yuga, they cannot get it, you see. There is no such madhavya rasa. But it is here now. This is of Kali Yuga, and you are very fortunate you are born in Kali Yuga. Understand it up there. Get Krishna prema. Make your life successful. Bhagavan Nam Grahan is Nitya or Dharma. Is eternal Dharma, isn't it? Sixth canto Bhagavatam. Etamane Balukesmin Punsam Dharma Parasmuta. Bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grahana adivi. Therefore every yuga there is name. Yes, I quoted. What names are there? In satya yuga one, treta yuga, dvapara yuga, and in kali yuga. Kali yuga names are sweet. Madhur, madhur rasa. And four mellows are there, dasya, sakhya, vatsalya, madhurya. With prem, love. In other yugas such is not there. You find that verse? 6.3.22. Edamane balukesmin punsam dharma parasmuta bhakti yoga bhagavati tannam grahanati. Fine? Read translation.
Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle. For the living entity.
Ultimate religious, ultimate dharma. Yes, nitya dharma. Eternal. Yes, but read.
Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Beginning with chanting of holy name, yes.
Is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society.
Human society. So, understand? No other religion, this is the religion. Do you follow? Mahaprabhu instructed, how? By chanting. How you can chant? How you can chant this name and get Krishna prema? Goal is to get Krishna prema. Sadhya vastu is prema. Prayodana tattva is prema. Isn't it? Understand? Mukhya pothe jiva pai Krishna prema dhana. Niraparadhe nam laile pai prema dhana. If your chanting is pure, chanting is offenseless, therefore we speak namaparath. Yesterday we spoke. Chant offenseless name. That is pure name. Jaminai will get Krishna, Prayavada will get Krishna. How? What direction Mahaprabhu has given? Understand? Trunadapi sunichena tarorīva sahisuna amānīna mānadena kirtaniya sadāhari. This is direction he gives. Trunadapi sunichena tarorīva sahisuna amānīna mānadena kirtaniya sadāhari. Sikhyastaka said, no pride. Think yourself much humbler than a blade of grass lying on the street. Trunadipi sunichina. Understand? Grass is there lying on the street. So many persons are going and praising with their feet is grass. Pricking? No. Do you understand? Rather it subsides, isn't it? Trunadipi sunichina. This is sadhu lakshana. Thinking oneself much humbler than a blade of grass lying on the street. Taro riva saishuna. Be as tolerant as tree. If you want to give water, the tree will dry up, still never say, beg water, give me water. Do you understand? Though it dries up, not asking for water, tolerates it. Tolerates the scorching heat of the sun, torrential rain, everything tolerates and gives everything, his flower, his fruit, his twigs, his leaves, body, everything, and gives cool shade. You cut it to pieces and burn it to ashes, still tolerates. Such tolerance. Taro riva saishuna, be as tolerant as tree. Yes. Amani manada. Don't demand respect, pay respect to one and all. Ehi mata hoya je Krishna naam loy, Sri Krishna charanitar prema pujay. Understand me? Kirtanya, then you can do Hari Kirtan, if you develop this mentality. When you have pride, I am great, I am this and that, don't you know who am I? I am great sadhu, I am guru, I am GBC member. I am temple president, don't you know who am I? Such pride is there, Baba. Then no, name will never be uttered. Namakhyara vahiroi vate nam nahi hoi, Baba. Only alphabets coming, name is not coming. Chanting is namabhas or namaparat. Only you are committing aparat or namabhas, not pure name. Prem will never come. Understand? Such humble. Trunadapi sunichina. I am lowest of the low. Lowest of the low. That is mentality. Uttam hoya apanake mane odhom. He is uttam. He is topmost person. But he says, I am lowest of the low. And taroriva saishruna, as tolerant as tree, amani manada never demands respect. Rather pays respect to one and all. Krishna adhisthana jani. Krishna adhisthana jani. Because Krishna is there, he sees Krishna everywhere. Who chants pure name? But develop love. Bhaktama premi mandhya te hudaya bhitare jahanetra pade tahanje khoya amare. Premi bhakta bound me up. Rope of love in his heart, wherever he looks, he sees me. This is complete Krishna consciousness. Who can see Krishna everywhere? Prahlad Maharaj said that thing. Ekanta bhaktir govinde jattata sarvatra tadikshanam. This is the goal of human life. Isn't it? Seventh canto. Prahlad Maharaj Mahajanas. Ekanta bhaktir govinde jattata sarvatra tadikshanam. Who develops ekantika bhakti, another devotion unto Govinda, that is prem bhakti, only he can see Govinda everywhere. Sarvatra tadikshanam. Who can see? Premi bhakta sees Krishna only. Tavar jangama dekhe, nadekhe tar murti, sarvatra hitar ishtadevasthuti. He sees moving and non-moving, and he never sees the outward dress, bodies. He sees ishta Krishna everywhere. It's premi bhakta. This is complete Krishna consciousness. Without love, how can you see? You follow? So yehi mat ho yaad hai Krishna naam hai Krishna sarne ta prem upajaye. This is the mentality. This mentality you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu teaches. Rai Ramananda, Sanatana Goswami, do you understand? And also speaking to Damodar Swarup, Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda, how one can take holy name, thereby you will get prema. Uttamaha yambaisnava ve niravimana. Uttamaha yambaisnava ve niravimana. Jive sammano divedani krishna adhisthano. Ei mato hoyajei Krishna namo loi. Ei mato hoyajei Krishna namo loi. Sri Krishna charane taro prema upujoye. Sri Krishna charane taro prema upujoye. Premer swabhava jahan premer sambandho. Sei mane Krishna moro nahi bhakti gandho. Sei mane Krishna moro nahi bhakti gandho. This is the process Mahaprabhu teaches. Uttam hoya Vaishnava hoy nirobhiman. He is uttam, topmost person, but he thinks himself lowest of the low, nirabhiman, understand? Jive samman dive dani krishna dhishtam. He sees everywhere Krishna. Any jiva he sees Krishna. Tabar dangama dekhe na dekheta, murti, sarvatra hita, ishto deva smurti. He sees only one relationship of Krishna. Understand? So he pays respect to one and all. Ma amani, ma anada. Never demand respect for once. Because I am lowest of the law. Everybody is superior to me. And gives respect to one and all. Because Krishna is there. He sees Krishna. Understand? Krishna is there in the heart of every living entity as Paramatma. He sees it. Therefore he pays respect. Krishna is the Anadhan. Ehi mata hoya dehi Krishna naam loya Sri Krishna sarita prema puja. In this mentality, who chants Hare Krishna, definitely they get Krishna prema. Understand? Premer swabhav jahan premer sambandha sei mane krishna mor nahi prema gandha. This is the nature of prema, krishna prema, and the loving relation premer sambandha. One has gotten it, he said, I have no bhakti at all. Do you understand? Sei mane krishna mor nahi bhakti gandha. Understand me? I have no bhakti at all. Do follow? Black color. One song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. Mahadana Acharya. Acharyas have said. You see, what Acharyas have said. They are teachers. They are teaching us. They are teaching us. You should learn. Otherwise, how can you chant pure name? How can you get Krishna Prema? That is Adhyavastu. Understand? That is sadhya vastu. End means as an end. Sadhya sadhana. Do you understand? Name is the means as well as end. Yes, Krishna prema, that is sadhya vastu. How can you get? Here says, Kripa karo Vaishnava Thakuro. Kripa Samandha janiya ভজিতে ভজিতে অভিমান দূর সম্বন্ধ জানি কৃপা করো বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর করো বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর আমি তো বৈষ্ণব এ বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি নহব আমি আমি তো বৈষ্ণব এ বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি নহব আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা চাষি হৃদয় দুষিবে হইব নিরয় আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা নিরয় আমি তোমারও কিঙ্কর আপনি জানিব গুরু অভিমান তেজি তোমার তোমার উচ্ছিষ্ট পদ জল রেণু সদা নিষ্ঠ পটে ভজি তোমার যে শ্রেষ্ঠ জানি উচ্ছিষ্টাধি জানি হবে অভিমান ভার নিজে শ্রেষ্ঠ জানি আই শিষ্য তব থাকিয়া সর্বদা না লইব পূজা কার শিষ্য মানি মানদ হইলে কীর্তনে অধিকার দিবে তুমি অমানি মানদ তোমার চরণী নিষ্কপটে আমি কান্দিয়া লুটিব ভূমি তোমার চরণী কপটে আমি কানিয়া লুটিব ভূমি নিঃসং ভক্তিগণ ঠাকুর শেষ কৃপা কর বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর সম্বন্ধ জানিয়া ভজিতে ভজিতে অভিমান হউ দূর ইয়োর ট্রান্সলেশন রিড ট্রান্সলেশন
By your grace, let me be enlightened about my relationship with Krishna, so that as I go on worshipping, I shall become free from false ego.
False ego. আমি তো বৈষ্ণব এ বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি নহব আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা আসি হৃদয় দূষিব হইব নিরব আমি
Save me from the ego of thinking of myself as a Vaishnava and becoming proud because the desire for position and respect corrupts the heart and assures one of passage to hell.
So, if someone thinks I am Vaishnav. Understand me? এ বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি নহব আমি Then I'll demand respect. Huh? Do you know, I am Vaishnav. You rascal. You are not paying me obeisances. Huh? You are demanding. Ami to Vaishnav ye budhi hoile ammani na hava. So, if this thought comes, enters into me, I am Vaishnav, then I cannot become ammani. I'll demand respect. Pratishtha sasi sudaya dusiva haiva nirayogami. Then, Pratistha, name, fame, adoration, prestige, I am demanding. Then my heart will become polluted. I'll go to hell. So, therefore, Vaishnavabe nirabhimana, he said. Uttama hoya Vaishnavabe nirabhimana. Jive samman dive dhani Krishna adhisthana. He is uttam, topmost person, but Vaishnav, he is nirabhimana. Free from false ego. And lowest of the low. Yes, I have no bhakti gandha at all. Premier subhav, a premier samandha. যেই মানে কৃষ্ণে মোর নাই প্রেম গন্ধ, হি ইজ দ্য ফার্স্ট পার্সন, প্রেমী ভক্ত, বাট হি সেড আই হ্যাভ নট, হি ইজ অ ভক্তি কৃষ্ণ, ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি, আই এম লোয়েস্ট অফ দি লো, অল আর সুপিরিয়র টু মি, ইফ এ ক্রনোলজিক্যাল লিস্ট উইল বি প্রিপেয়ার্ড, মাই নেম উইল কাম অ্যাট দ্য বটম মোস্ট পজিশন, নো বডি ইজ বিয়ন্ড, বিলো মি, এভরিবডি, দ্যাট ইজ দি মানি মানস, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, তৃণাদ বি শুনিছি না, লোয়েস্ট অফ দি লো, সো হি উইল পে রেসপেক্ট টু ওয়ান অ্যান্ড অল কৃষ্ণ অধিষ্ঠান, অ্যান্ড হি সেজ আই হ্যাভ নো ভক্তি অ্যাট অল, I have no bhakti at all, I am not a bhakta at all, I am not a Vaishnava at all, I have no bhakti. I am patito, I am most degraded. Huh? Do you understand? Patitadhama. I am patitadhama. Huh? Amongst all degraded person, I am the most degraded. Patitadhama. Huh? You follow? That is his mentality. But he is the most person. Imata hoya Krishna namja. নিরভিমান জীবে সম্মান দিবে জানি কৃষ্ণ অধিষ্ঠান, দেন টু এভরি জীব হি পেজ রেসপেক্ট, দ্যাট ইজ সাধু, হ্যাঁ, বিফোর ইউ পেইং রেসপেক্ট টু সাধু, সাধু হ্যাজ অলরেডি অফার্ড রেসপেক্ট টু ইউ, হি হ্যাজ অলরেডি অফার্ড রেসপেক্ট, হি ডজ ইট ইন হিজ মাইন্ড, ইয়েস, ইউ হ্যাভ টু থিংস. One is practical use, practical field. This is practical. Who is superior? Inferior person must pay obeisance. Do you understand? Inferior pay obeisance to superior person. Do you follow? Madhyama. Madhyamadhikar therefore says, Bali says a krupa. Vaishnavita mritpriti. Dvesi upekhyana. উত্তমে শুশ্রূষা করি, মধ্যম অধিকারী বৈষ্ণব ডজ লাইক দ্যাট, হি ডিসক্রিমিনেটস, বাড়ি সাথে কৃপা, ও ইজ মূর্খ, ইজ ইগনোরেন্ট ফুল, হি ডজ নো, দ্যারফর হি ডজ, হি পুড হ্যাভ নলেজ, হ্যাঁ, অ্যান্ড পিওর কনসিয়াসনেস, ইউ নট ডন সো, ইউ নট হ্যাভ ডন, ইজ ডুইং সো বিকজ ব্রেট অফ পিওর কনসিয়াসনেস, ব্রেট অফ পিওর নলেজ, হি সার্ভস মার্সি অপন হিম, বাড়ি সাথে কৃপা, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি, ignorant fool. Huh? Understand? Dvesi upekhyana, who is great offender, all his blasphemies, Vaishnavas, sadhu, shastra, guru, Krishna, great offender, madhyamadhika, always, what say, ignores, always ignores him. Do you understand? Keeps at a distance, keeps himself at a distance. Ignores him, dvesi upekhyana. Who is saman skanda, equal status, he keeps friendship with him. And uttame sushagari, who is more elevated by himself than himself, he serves him. This is the dealings of a madhyamadhikari Vaishnava. Do you understand? Different. Huh? But uttama, he is different, his vision is completely different. Thabara dangama dekhe, na dekhe, Dharmurti, Sarvatrohitari, Starvas. He sees moving, non-moving, but never sees outward race, body, he sees his Easter, Krishna everywhere. You understand? His vision is such. He sees all are Krishna bhaktas. Jivar Sarupaha, Krishna Nityada, he is Krishna bhakta. He never sees it as a material world, it is Krishna's creation. All are engaged in Krishna's service, he is Vaikuntha, it is Vaikuntha Jagat. Do you understand? His vision is like that. Therefore, those who come to the preaching platform, Uttama, but they step down. They step down. Otherwise, they cannot preach. How can they preach? One who sees this is not a material world. Nobody is fallen. No? Everybody is engaged. Everybody is bhakta, then what will preach? The Uttama, the Uttam Bhagavata, Mahabhagavata, he cannot preach. Against that. They generally remain in a secluded place. They do their own bhajan, bhajananandi. Do you understand? They do their own bhajan, always meditating, Krishna, thinking Krishna, writing books, this and that. Goswamis, they never preach. But one who comes preaching platform, he steps down to madhyam stage. But he is uttama. He is, per se, uttam madhyam. Three types. Kanishtha madhyam, madhyam madhyam, uttam madhyam. He is uttam madhyam. He is uttam, but step down to madhyam. He is uttam madhyam. Do you understand? So such a sadhu, this practical inferior person will pay obeisance to superior. This is practical teaching. Yeah? But sadhu, before you pay obeisance to him, he has already paid obeisance to you. Already paid in his mind. He does it mind. Understand? Yeah? He does it. Practical dealing. Omani Mahamada. Krishna Adhisthana, he says Krishna. You understand? Respect is to Krishna, not to the body. Krishna is there. But practically he never pays respect to a dog or hawk. Huh? Dog, oh, Krishna is there, dandavat. No. He pays it in his mind. Do you understand? But practical purpose, one is superior, he pays respect. Inferior, he, in the mind, pays respect. But showers mercy. Understand? Balisari Krupa. This is practical. Understand me? That he does. This is sadhu. He has gotten, he is uttama. But he says, Krishna nahi prema gandho, Krishna nahi bhakti gandho. I am no bhakti at all in Krishna. I am not a bhakta at all. I am not a vaishnava at all. Do you understand? Dinamandhariti namete patitam ahutsahe. Dinamandhariti namete patitam ahutsahe. Bhakta vasalataya iti sutta hrudayam asukampate. That is this verse. I am patita. Dina. Patita. Most degraded. Most fallen I am. I heard one of the names of Krishna is Dinabandhu. Patita Bandhu, Dinabandhu, he is a friend of the distressed. Do you understand? He is friend of the distressed. I am the most distressed person. I am Patita, I am Dina. Most fallen, most degraded, Krishna is my friend. Dinabandhu, Patita Bandhu, isn't it? So I became enthused. I got enthused. Oh, my friend is there. I am most distressed. Most fallen, let me go to my friend. It's Krishna, Dina Bandhu. When I came here, this temple, these devotees say he is Bhakta Vatsala. Understand me? These devotees say he is Bhakta Vatsala. He is very dear to his devotees. It is Sutta Hudayum Asukampade. When I heard, he is Bhakta Vatsala. My heart throbs because I am not a devotee, I am not a bhakta, I have no bhakti. How can I meet him? I heard he is Dinabandhu, so I get such and such and I came here to meet my bandhu, meet my friend. He is friend of the distressed, I am most distressed, most fallen. But here this devotee say he is Bhakta Vatsala. He never said Dinabandhu. Bhakta Vatsala is very dear to his devotee. So I say, I am not a devotee, I have no devotion at all. How can I meet him? My heart serves. This is uttama. Understand? Prema samandha. Mane kusne maro nahi bhakti vandha. I have no bhakti at all in Krishna. I am not a bhakta at all. This is the attitude. Do you understand? Who is most elevated person. This mentality, one who chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Say, Ema Tohyadi Krishna Naam Loy, Sri Krishna Saranitar, Prema Pujoy. Definitely, you will get Krishna Prema. Understand? Mahaprabhu gives Krishna Prema through chanting Hare Krishna, but his mentality should be like that. Otherwise, you cannot. Krishna Prema. Then comes Tapana Mishras, sadhya sadhana tattva jigyasa. Understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tapan Mishra. Sadhya sadhana tattva jigyasa. Isn't it? No? Sudhanidhi, Mahaprabhu, in his Purvashrama, before taking sannyas, Nimai Pandit, in Gurasthashrama, once he went to Bengal, Bangladesha. Do you follow? At that time, Tapan Mishra approached Mahaprabhu and asked, sadhya sadhana tattva jigyasa. What is sadhya, what is sadhana, what is sadhya? Understand me? What means, what is end? I am confused. Do you follow? Then Mahaprabhu gave him Harinam, initiated him. Mahaprabhu said, you go to Kashi, you stay there. So he was staying in Kashi. When after taking up sannyas, when Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, returning, going, so he came to Kashi. Do you understand? So he stayed in Tapan Mishra's house and took prasad in Chandrasekhar house, isn't it? That's description in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tapan Mishra was hearing from many pandits, many scholars, many shastras. He is confused. What is sadhya? What is sadhana? Nana muni, nana motto. Isn't it? Many munis are there. They have different opinions. They show different paths. Then one, if you hear from so many persons, karmis, jnanis, yogis, scholars, pandits, Murari, Bapu, this and that, not Vaishnav, Gaura, Bhakta, then you'll be confused. Yes, different things will come to them. Tapan Mishra was confused. What is sadhya? What is sadhana? I cannot understand. I'm confused. He cannot decide. So in dream, someone told him, you go to Nimai Pandit and ask him, sadhya sadhana tattva. Understand? So he came to Nimai Pandit. At that time he was preaching in Bengal. And it's also in the dream said, Nimai Pandit is Sakhyat Ishwara. Dream, someone says, Nimai, you go to Nimai Pandit, ask there, inquire there, what is sadhya sadhana? Tattva jigyasa. And Nimai Pandit is Sakhyat Ishwara, is Supreme Lord. There is no, you should not cherish any doubt in it. Then he came, and Mahaprabhu gave him Harinam, and he said, you go to Kashi. Later we will meet. Mahaprabhu took a sannyas, then he went to Kashi, then he met him. When Mahaprabhu was teaching Sanatana Goswami, he spoke sadhya sadhana tattva. And Tapan Mishra was hearing at that time. Dipala. Mahaprabhu said this, Prabhu tustra haiya sadhyo sadhana kahilo prasna haiya sadhyo sadhana kahilo nama sankirtana karo upadesa kahilo nama sankirtana karo upadesa kahilo. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 16th chapter maybe, you may say, Prabhu tustra haiya sadhyo sadhana kahilo nam sankirtana karo upadesa kahilo. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Nama, Harinam is sadhana and sadhya, means as well as end. You understand? Nam sankirtana, you chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This holy name is everything, is sadhana and sadhya, means as well as end. You understand? Is sadhana and sadhya, means as well as end. Brahmadi abheda brahma jnana, our elevation to swarga, heavenly planets, get so much enjoyment, this is not sadhya. Do you understand? This is not sadhya vastu. Krishna prema is sadhya vastu. Understand? Krishna prema is sadhya vastu. Huh? And name will give you Krishna prema if your chanting is offenseless. If your chanting is pure, definitely you will get sadhya vastu Krishna prema. Understand? Krishna prema is only sadhya vastu. Karma and jnana, not sadhya vastu. Do you understand? Is not upaya, is not means for attaining sadhya vastu, karma and jnana. Shuddha Krishna naam, pure Krishna naam, is the means to get sadhya vastu, that is Krishna prema. Understand? Mukhya pathe jiva paaye Krishna prema dhana, niraparadhe naam loile paaye prema dhana. Chief result of chanting Hare Krishna is to get Krishna prema, and niraparad, if your chanting is offenseless, definitely you will get Krishna prema. Sadhya vastu. Do you understand? Prema is sadhya vastu. Understand? End. Name is means, sadhana, as well as end. He gave this instruction to Tapan Mishra while teaching to Sanatana Goswami in Kashi. Tapan Mishra was present there at that time. He gave that instruction. Nama Sankirtana Kara. Do you understand? The story of sadhya sadhana kaila, nama Sankirtana Kara. Upadesa kaila. Do you understand? Do nama Sankirtana, you get. The sadhya vastu Krishna prema, if you are chanting, niraparada, offenseless, pure. And this is means. Name is end, sadhya vastu. Nothing else in Kali Yuga. Understand? And this special Kali Yuga. And this name has come to us. Gaur Nitai, they have brought us Golokeya Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana. It doesn't belong to the material world, it's Goloka Premadhana. Do you understand? It's Golokeya Premadhana. This is Radha Tantra, Baba. Radha Tantra, this. My mantra is in Radha Tantra. All gopis, headed by Radha, and they chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You understand? That picture is there in that book, Golden Avatar. Prabhupada given that picture. Through that picture he explains. If you see the picture, there is one. Upper portion, you see, Radharani headed by, all gopis headed by Radharani, they are chanting Hare Krishna. Below, this picture is there. Mahaprabhu surrounded with this, his associate chanting with the Khoda Kartar, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Mahaprabhu is in Nadabhav, and all the gopis, those who are sakhis, mandaris of Radharani, they are in Mahaprabhu male form, they are all in male form. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raya Ramananda, Sarup Dandara, they are all sakhi mandaris. They are all male form. Mahaprabhu is male form, but mentality is this Baba. Sin, headed by Radharani, all gopis, they are chanting Hare Krishna, here Mahaprabhu chants. You understand? Surrounded with this. Sangha Panga Astra Parsadam. Same. Gaur Nitai, they have brought this Nyama from Golok Vrindavan. Harinama Sankirtana. Golokir Premdana, Harinama Sankirtana. Yeah, they are so merciful. This is a special Kali Yuga. And Mahaprabhu has appeared and he is Prema. The Sadhya Vastu. By chanting only. If you are chanting pure, offenseless, definitely you will get. And this mentality, pranada visani china paro riva saishra namani na manadena kirtaniya sahari. This mentality chant, definitely you will get Krishna prema sadhya vastu. Very life, get Krishna. Yes. Life is successful. No more. Go back directly to Krishna loka bhava, direct Krishna loka. Not Vaikuntharna, Ajadhyar, Dwarakar, Mathura, direct Krishna loka you go. Yes. Sudhanidhi, understand? Yeah, such is available for us. Thank you.
He comes down to the Madhyam level to preach. When he's in the Uttama stage, he sees everybody equal.
Yes.
So, when he comes to the Madhyam stage, he's making distinctions.
He steps down for preaching, for otherwise he cannot preach. He is Uttama, but he has stepped down to Madhyam, that means he is Uttam Madhyam. Yes, not ordinary Madhyam. That is what. Understand?
That stage without... How can he stay there?
Wow, what is your question? How can he stay in?
How... Continuation of preaching. The continuation of preaching. How he's preaching.
Yes. Because you see, they are fools that are devoid of proper consciousness. So I must go and preach science of Krishna consciousness and cultivate Krishna consciousness to them. No more suffering. No more suffering. Do you understand? The level of your Krishna consciousness, no more suffering. They'll become Krishna das, then go back to Bodhi. So mercy, his heart bleeds. Therefore he wanders throughout the world and goes everywhere to the country of Mletsas and Javanas also. Yes, who will come to this hell, Baba? This is hell. Why someone will come to this hell? Nasty place. Sadhu comes here to preach the science of Krishna consciousness. Yes, The worms of the hell, these are worms of the hell. Let them get Krishna consciousness. Be happy now. Sadhu's heart. He suffers. I must inculcate Krishna consciousness on time. No more suffering. This is Sadhu's heart.
First stage that still feels that he has to come and preach. Sadhu is always telling everybody as Krishna conscious. So what stage will he at what stage will he preach?
Saying, when does he understand that he should come down to preach?
Baba, I say Uttama Adhikari discriminates. I mean the Madhyama discriminates. Uttama never discriminates. Uttama's vision means all are Krishna bhaktas. All are Krishna bhaktas. He never sees this material world. He never sees this is Vaikuntha. He is related to Krishna.
So is that by under Krishna's control that we decide to come down? Is that by Krishna's control?
Yes, by Krishna's order or his cosmos. Yes. Let me go to the material world and preach it. How I could say that? Either this or that.
Gaudiya, if you were saying that gopis headed by Radharani, they chant the Maha Mantra?
Yeah.
So Radharani chants her own name?
No. Hari. Hare means, this is address, Sambodhana. Hari, word Hari, in Sambodhan Hare, word Hara, Sambodhan Hare. Understand my language? Hara, Sambodhan Hare, Hari, Sambodhan Hare. For us, conditioned soul, Hara. Oh Hara, oh Radharani, that is Hare. For them, oh Hari. Understand? Dull head, understand? Oh Hari, oh Krishna, oh Ram. Understand? But for us, oh Hare, oh Radharani, O Krishna, O Ram. All right?
One was told the flute of Krishna, isn't it?
Why that is, yes, why Hara name? That will take 1 hour to explain.
But if you said that Krishna fame is only given in Kali Yuga? Only when Lord Chaitanya comes, not in other Kali Yugas.
Not only on
Krishna. But other Kali Yugas also have the chanting of the Holy Name as the Yuga. But no
Yuga Dharma Prachara. They preach Yuga Dharma. You understand? But they cannot give Krishna Prema. When Krishna comes, only he said, Ama Bina Onya Nare Prada Prema. Only I can give Prada Prema, nobody else. They cannot give.
Talking about offering obeisances in the mind?
Yes.
So I don't know how to phrase it, but is the benefit or the effect of offering obeisances with the person who offers, or does it also have to be recognized by the person who receives the obeisances?
No, to one and all. To one and all we pay obeisances, even a tiny hand. Because Krishna is there. Krishna Adhisthana Jnani. Sadhu also. Yeah. Sadhu's vision is this. This is only Krishna. So he pays obeisances. He does it in his mind. Before you paying obeisances to sadhu, sadhu has already paid obeisances to you. Already done so. Yes. Yeah. Such is his vision. And pays obeisances to one and all. Even a tiny ant. Yeah. Jive Krishna Adhisthana. Manimanada. He is a Manimanada. He never demands respect. He pays respect to one and all. Because this is Krishna, to Krishna. That is sadhu's vidha. Otherwise, you know, then a false ego will develop. I am Vaishnava, I am great guru. And demand, hey, don't you, rascal, don't you know who am I? You're disrespecting me. And demanding. Respect should not be demanded, it should be commanded. It should be commanded, not demanded. Yes. Therefore, chanting that song, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Amita Vaishnava Buddhi Hoyle, Omani Nohubhami, Pratishthasa Asi, Udayo Dushiva Hoyo Diroyogami. If this thought enters into me, I am Vaishnava, then I can become Omani. I'll demand respect. Pratishthasa, prestige, name, respect, adoration, this will come and enter into my heart will be polluted, I'll go to hell. I cannot become a mani. I'll demand.
Should obeisances be offered in such a way that the person we offer obeisances to recognizes that we do offer obeisances?
He may not recognize. He will not recognize. He does it in his mind. I'll recognize. I will recognize that this person is offering obeisances to me. He does it in his mind. Person or jiva, he pays even to an ant. Huh? The ant can recognize. He does it in his mind, Baba. You understand? That is sadhu. Because he sees Krishna, this time Krishna is there. Therefore pays respect. Amani manada. That is Amani manada. Once develop the real pure Vaishnava, if you want to become pure Vaishnava, then develop this mentality. Then you chant Hare Krishna, definitely pure name will come out. Never commit any offense. If pure name will come out, then definitely get Krishna Prema. Otherwise, cannot. Yeah. We commit offense. Yeah.
What is the main offense that we commit that keeps us from developing Krishna Prema?
What is the main offense that we are committing that keeps us from Krishna? Nama aparad, I said, you know, ten nama aparadas are there, yes. We may avoid all aparadas, but one aparad generally we all commit, that ninth, anabadhanata. While chanting Hare Krishna, our mind is fluctuating, do you understand? No concentration, anabadhanata. Do you understand? Just to we are always thinking, hum and answer, hum and answer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just this, finish, chalo. That we do. Finish. My, I have to chant 16 rounds, Guru has said. Oh, so many rounds, oh, this is so much time, how can I do? Sleep, I'll go there, do this, thinking this. Oh, please. So, invariably all commit this offense, invariably all commit this offense. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, therefore we cannot get Krishna Prema. Other offenses may not be committing. But invariably all commit this offense. Always there is, how many rounds? Oh, this, only you are looking at this. Sakhi Mala, I'm in Ramsarbe, not concentrating on Krishna. Isn't it? Practical, yeah. This is practical. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, all commit this offense. Yes. I have to finish this. How to finish? All right, finished, oh, finished, all right. Chalo, relieved, I'm relieved now.
Shall the light and go to bed right after.
Yeah. But Krishna Naam is so sweet. So nectarian. Kato madhu ache go, syama name kato madhu ache go. Badana chhadite na pare. What sweet honey is there in name of syam. My tongue, my mouth doesn't want to leave it. Sudhanidhi, where it is finished, keep it, chalo. Where it is, if someone can raise really, sir, taste that mellow, sweet nectar and mellow emanating from Krishna Nama, how can you leave it? Rather that prayer is there, Oh, tunna, tunna avali. That means let me have arbuda, arbuda. What do you say? How many? Unlimited tongues, mouths. Why one tongue, one mouth? Unlimited mouth and tongues let me have to chant such sweet nectarian name. Rather he cherishes a desire. So, Shyamana me kotamadhu ache go, bodhano chhadde na pade. Such sweet, sweetness is there. Nectar and mellow is there in name of Shyam. My tongue doesn't want to leave it. Where it is finished? Rakho, mala ko rakh do, chalo jayenge. We commit this aparad in very low one and all. How can we get Krishna? Krishna prema. And another most serious offense is to think Guru as ordinary human being. That's another, next. Namaste buddhyasu yate. Atarja mam vijanem namman nehet karijan. Namaste buddhyasu yate sarvadeva mayaguna. How can it be? He's not, he's just like me. He eats, he sleeps. He passes stool, he passes urine, he sometimes falls sick, as I do. How it is, he is Atimurtya? Huh? How can I think, how can I see him Atimurtya? Not ordinary human being, just like me. Stupid mind thinks like that. Huh? Isn't it? There is another serious offense, namaparadha, understand? Other aparadhas you may not be committing, but these aparadhas are there, therefore we cannot. Somehow we have aparadha, therefore we cannot get Krishna prema. Aparadha is hake, koti janma, crores of life you may be chanting, still cannot get Krishna pade prema na yupudaya. Definitely we have aparadha. No aparadha, pure name, this symptom is there. External symptom, internal symptom is all given in Sikhastaka. Huh? That is external. Nayanangaladasudharaya badanangadgadarudhaya gira pulakir nichitair vapu kadahatavanama grahane bhavishyati. Mahapurus prayer. When, O Lord, by uttering your name, this symptom will be visible in my body. Tears will roll down from my eyes. Huh? Nayanangaladasudharaya. Huh? Gadgadarudhyagira, my voice will be choked up. Huh? Cannot utter. Do you understand? Choked up voice, faltering voice will be there. When Mahaprabhu is dancing before Jagannath, huh? Cannot utter. He's so ecstatic. Cannot utter. Jagannath says, cha, 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 go, 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 go. Jagannath cannot utter. It's faltering voice. Do you understand? That is symptom. Huh? Galadasu. No, Kradasudharaya Badanam Gadgadarudhaya Gira Pulakai. Nichitair Bapu, here son, the body will be erected. Pulaka, Romancha. Huh? Kada? When? When that day will come, that auspicious moment will come, chanting your name, these symptoms will be there, visible. Then that is his symptom, external symptom, that he has gotten bhava. Pure bhava, bhava, do you understand? Ashtasattvika bhava is there, eight ashtasattvika bhava, isn't it? Asru, romancha, kampa, savoring, all these things. These are external symptoms. And internal symptoms, that not visible, this insight. Jugayitam nimiseno chakhyusa prabhrusayitam sunyayitam jagatasarvam govinda virahenami. This is internal symptom. This is internal. Jugayitam nimisena. One nimisa, one moment seems to be a great juga. Feeling pangs of separation from Krishna. The viraha. Jugayitam nimisena. Chakshusaprat. Always. Like torrential rain, tears are rolling, always crying. You understand? Chakusa prabhusayitam sunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahane. He, govinda viraha, he feels the pangs of separation. Govinda, where is Govinda? Where is Krishna? I cannot see, I cannot see, I cannot see. Do you understand? Whole world seems to me empty. Without Govinda I can see where it is. This is internal symptom. Do you understand? One nimisa, one moment seems to be a great yuga. That is viraha, vipralambha bhav. Do you understand? It feels vipralambha. Kyot pang separation, Krishna feels. But sambhoga, union, great yuga seems to be a nimisa moment. Rasa dance took place for one Brahma Ratri, one night of Brahma. How long you cannot calculate? Is one kalpa, Satya Trita Dvapara Kali, four yugas come 2,000 times, calculate how many years? For so long years Rasa dance continued. But gopis thought, oh, this is like a flash of lightning. Chip, came and went away. So long years. Long years seems to be movement. This is in sambhoga. Vipralambha, one movement seems to be long years. That is sambhoga vipralambha. These symptoms are there. You understand? External symptoms and internal symptoms are there. Internal symptoms nobody can see. It's internal. But external one can see, but some sahajyas are there. They are very expert to cry, roll on the ground and cry, said tears. You can only sing this, say, oh, he is great. Yes. Some symptoms are there. He's that Bhava stage, oh. But sahajyas, they are expert.
You said in the darshan one night in Bhubaneswar, in the beginning of the darshan, Rasika asked you that question, I remember, and you said that they are smelling the red peppers.
So you may be cheated, but internal, invisible, you cannot see, internal. Therefore, real premi bhakta, he never exhibits all these things. He suppresses it. He never exhibits. The sahajyas, they exhibit. Just to get attention, oh, hey, great Vaishnava, oh, Bhava Samadhi is in Bhava Samadhi, is Premi Bhakto, yeah. Just to get adoration, yeah. But real Vaishnava never exists in this place, suppresses it. Mahaprabhu was doing like that also. So Bahiranga, external person comes, only intimate devotee, Mahaprabhu, all this visible. Sarvadanda, Rai Ramananda. But some external devotees, external person, he suppresses. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Yama and Guru, Bhakti Siddhanta, they all suppress it. They never exhibit it. When it becomes impossible to suppress, that sitting in Vyasasana speaking becomes, bhava comes impossible, immediately they get up back and run to the room and bolt door from inside. Bolt door from inside, yes, that cannot be exhibited. Yes, they do like that. Once I have seen. Prabhupada did like that. He stopped speaking. Couldn't speak, stopped. What happened? Stopped all of a sudden. Couldn't speak. He got up, went out and spoke to somebody on sannyas speaking. You speak. He said like that. Once I have seen in my app.
Jai Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai.